My name is Rachel Murrin. I'm 17 years old and I'm a women's rugby player. My role model at the moment is Maggie Alfonsi. My first experience of sport was at primary school with teacher Claire Corbett at St Andrews, and it was playing football and netball on the hard court and just learning the basics of sport really, to get me interested in wanting to play sport all the time. I didn't want to put a ball down, I didn't want to stop watching it, I just wanted to keep going forward in sport. Secondary school I played netball and football like normal, and then when I was 12 I went down to a ladies women's game for Guernsey and sort of went, that looks like fun, I really want to play that. Mainly because it got thrown around in mud, that was quite fun. So started when I was 12, training with the ladies. Got my first real game experience when I was 15, 16, going for Hampshire trials and playing my first game for Hampshire. I chose to specialise when I was 15. I was playing football and netball. I was dancing at the time as well, so I then thought, right, this is the thing that I really want to do. I really want to pursue playing rugby because I'm good at it, I enjoy it, and it's something that I really want to do and play for the rest of my life. After that, I went to the College of FE for a year, and then I got the opportunity to join Brockenhurst College in the UK on an advanced apprenticeship in sporting excellence in women's rugby, which is a new thing for rugby in the UK. The RFU have just introduced it into 5 schools, so it's good to get the opportunity of having first grabs at it. So that's a really good idea for me to move over there. So many more opportunities for me to actually play sport. I play rugby twice a week now instead of just once every 3 weeks, so my performance is getting better. A typical day would be, of course, doing my studies in the morning, but incorporating the rugby ACE scheme throughout the day. So a lot of the time we'll have possibly one or two rugby sessions in the day, and also a gym session, and then you do your training outside of college as well for your club and your county, and now my divisional county as well. So far my highlights have been getting picked for the British Colleges South East team, which is 3 colleges joining together to create a team to play at Bath in April half term, and your eyes are all on you to see if you can perform to get into the England clubs and schools. And also I finally got into the divisional programme for London and South East after 3 years of trying, third year lucky, so I was pretty happy with that. The next couple of months is of course playing in BCS colleges team, London and South East team, trying to get 2 out of 3 games with that, pushing for England under 20s trials, which is a long way away but need to start work now, and then playing in the ACE League for the next couple of years and moving up to Premiership. The advice I'd give an up-and-coming rugby player is to snatch every opportunity you can. A lot of the time people won't see you at Guernsey games, they'll see you at trials and things like that, and people get to know who you are, so take every opportunity you can and just keep working at it. Like, if you've got something that you need to improve on, that you know your spin pass is a little bit off, keep practicing it because it makes all the difference when it comes down to trialing. I'd like to thank Jeremy Frith, my mum and dad, and obviously my brother Nick, who got me into rugby, and also Brooks McDonald for the support they've given me.